Hi, I'm Pastor Ron Fox, one of your Denver neighbors. I saw a TV show that stunned me, and now we're watching it at our church. After abolition, the horrors of slavery changed. Some wondered what to do with free black men and women. This is shocking, but you'll probably realize that it's true. Programs were devised to reduce the number of blacks, and these programs still operate today, so that Hispanics now have surpassed blacks as America's largest minority. Please come watch this powerful program, Ma'afa 21, Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church. That's Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church, located at 1400 Birch Street. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life. Ma'afa will shock you. So please join me, Pastor Ron Fox, on the 19th as we experience this together, watching Ma'afa 21 at Berean Bible Church at 1400 Birch Street.
Warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yarlatt.
Wow, it's a great opportunity, really. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob and Yarlatt, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Lila Rose, who flew to Colorado a couple years ago to speak to the growing personhood movement for Colorado Right to Life, and her live-action film, Ministry, Outreach, they have been doing undercover video at abortion clinics at especially Planned Parenthoods, and they just keep getting Planned Parenthood in the most despicable ways that they're caught on tape. And the latest episode, you've probably seen it if you watch Fox News. O'Reilly had the video on his O'Reilly Factor where a man and a woman go in to meet with the Planned Parenthood clinic manager, director, and they say, we have young women who work for us as prostitutes, and they're 14, 15 years old. And we'd like to know if this is a good place where we could come and get medical treatment for them or abortions for them. And they asked about translators because some of them don't speak English. And this is, they got video from multiple abortion clinics, just like they've done over the years. And this is just a new variation on the theme. And so I'm going to make a comparison in a moment. This is a tremendous opportunity to stigmatize Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading child killer. And do you know what Focus on the Family is doing? Right now, in the midst of this extraordinary opportunity to teach the nation how brutally wicked, how filthy and immoral Planned Parenthood is, Focus on the Family wants to meet with them and basically negotiate with them. Talk with them, work with them to make sure they're sincere in their desire to have fewer abortions. And that's in the Denver Post. That was stated on Focus on the Family's radio program on Friday. And so we'll talk about that. There's a real short Denver Post article and then a Gazette editorial. The Gazette is the hometown newspaper for Focus on the Family. They're located in Colorado Springs. But so the sting operation by Lila Rose, this is brilliance. This is Christians working with the mind that God has given us and the courage. And by the way, very few resources, not $100 million a year budget, very minimal resources to do undercover sting operations and to expose the wickedness and filth of the child killers at Planned Parenthood. So they asked about translators because some of these girls don't speak English. So imagine 14 and 15-year-old girls, plural, a number of girls, working as prostitutes for this guy who comes in, a guy and a woman, and some of them don't speak English, and could they get a treatment here for STDs and abortions? And so, you know, the implication is a child sex trade, and certainly child prostitution. And so the clinic manager is saying, well, we have translators available by phone. and we could certainly take care of the STD treatment, but there is a problem with the abortions. If we do an abortion here, we have to ask some questions, and that could become problematic. So don't tell anybody I've given you this, but if any of the girls need an abortion, go to this abortion clinic across town. They won't ask any questions. So this is, how do you get tax-funded help to manage and maintain your child prostitution ring? Well, how do you do that? That might be hard to do unless there's a local Planned Parenthood around. Go to Planned Parenthood. So Focus on the Family should have seen this as a golden opportunity to expose wickedness rather than negotiate with wickedness. The Bible says, don't answer a fool according to his folly. You don't negotiate with terrorists. You don't go to pimps and say to them, could we work with you to reduce the number of women who work for you? Is there any way we can achieve that goal? Could you get the women to charge more per hour? And then you could let off some on the weekends. I mean, is there some way we could work with you guys? So it's the concept is a broken concept. And so Focus on the Family doesn't do what some of the secular legislators in Tennessee did. The last time Lila Rose broke a story like this, they defunded Planned Parenthood in Tennessee to the tune of $1 million they lost. Their million-dollar grant from the state of Tennessee, they lost it because of Lila Rose. And now the 40 Days for Life group, all the personhood groups have jumped all over this and so excited that Lila Rose, with her courage, her tenacity, her creativity, just the guts that she has to manage this project. In many of the undercover videos, she's in them so that her face is posted inside Planned Parenthood abortion clinics all over the country. Beware of this woman. So she goes in wearing disguises. But so there's so much encouragement, and then Focus on the Family comes out and does this? So here's the article from the Denver Post. Focus on the Family, President Jim Daly. Remember, Dr. James Dobson, he stepped down as the ministry's president, CEO, in 2009. And when he did, by the way, he said, we have failed in everything we've attempted for 30 years. We have failed. And sure, they failed because they had been compromising on God's word from the beginning, compromising, praising politicians who kill children by their own policies, by the thousands and even by the millions, because they support exceptions. They're against the law protecting some kids. If those kids are not worthy to be protected by love and by law, then a lot of the politicians Focus on the Family supports have said, no, we don't want you to protect those kids. By the way, we just got a matching donation from Atlanta, Georgia. Wow, did you know we're on an Atlanta? Boy, KLTT's got quite a powerful signal. We're on the most powerful Christian radio station in America, and it's out of Denver, Colorado, AM 670 KLTT, the most powerful radio station in Colorado. And, of course, we're also on the Internet, live streaming, and our programs are archived going back years. And they're titled, they're dated, and there's a summary of what's the content of the shows. So it's quite a resource. And we've got from Atlanta, Georgia, Joe. Joe, thank you. Joe gave $500 matching. That means he's asking, well, I'd say it's his money, right? He has the right to ask, and he's halfway across the country. So he's asking, could someone match his $500? He wants to give $500, but he wants to turn it into $1,000. That's pretty neat, because here's what our telethon is up to. We're up to $3,000 of our goal of $20,000 and of our goal of 100 people pledging $20 a month. We're up to 85. 85. So this is very encouraging. If you can pledge $20 a month, we'd be up to 86. If you pledge $40 a month, we'd be up to 87, because that's how we count it. And at $3,000, as soon as someone matches this, now maybe five people will match it at $100 each. Maybe one person will match it at $500. Maybe somebody's got $20 or $25. But then when that's matched, we'll be at $4,000. And I really hope to be able to announce that we're at $4,000 by later tonight on our internet or by tomorrow's radio show. Please help if you can. So here's Focus on the Family. James Dobson retired, saying, "We failed for 30 years in our entire social agenda of protecting marriage, the family, the unborn child, pornography, all that. It's all failed. We have failed in everything." And he's talked about the politicians that he has spent tens of millions of dollars worth, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of airtime and actual hard money supporting, who have all betrayed us. He said they treat us like a mistress. They take us out to a hotel, but then on Sunday morning they're in church with the ones they're truly committed to. So here's the Denver Post. Focus on the Family says they will reach out to abortion rights advocates in an effort to make abortion less common. Daly's comments, President Jim Daly's comments on his radio show and reported by the Denver Post, signal a shift in the ministry's strategy in its fight against abortion. Daly says the ministry will continue to work to outlaw abortion. Now, that's good, but says he hopes working with abortion rights advocates might eliminate up to 30,000 abortions each year. Yeah, and it also might give them additional credibility, lending respect to them. You don't lend respect to the child molesters at NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, to find common ground to reduce the number of children molested. It's a fundamental perversion. You don't do that. You don't confer respectability upon Nazis or child killers by negotiating with them, for that is the foolishness of negotiating with those who kill the innocent, and negotiating with terrorists. The Bible says you don't answer a fool according to his folly. But those who kill children, you don't invite them to the table to discuss next week's body count, but you do all you can to discredit them, to stigmatize them, abuse them, rebuke them, harass them. Oh, and Focus on the Family's been doing those things? What? When? Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says they're willing to listen to Focus on the Family. So then we have the Gazette, which is the hometown newspaper of Focus on the Family, south of Denver in Colorado Springs, and they have an article out just yesterday, Monday, February 14th. And to quote from the article, Focus on the Family says they'll be happy to help abortion rights activists in their stated goal of making abortion rare. Okay. And then there's a quote here from, let's see, who's the, "It is extremely disturbing," said American Right to Life spokesman Bob Enyart, regarding Focus on the Family's announcement. Focus has lost its way. This is in the Gazette down in Colorado Springs, and it's about Focus on the Family's new direction that they've just announced. So I hope and pray that they'll consider this and not just have a knee-jerk reaction of rejecting any criticism against them, because they seem to listen to criticism that comes from homosexuals and atheists and the godless media and the godless public schools and child killers. They're very open to that criticism. But when Christian leaders around the country put together full-page newspaper ads begging Focus on the Family to reconsider their support for those who kill millions of innocent children by their own policies and approval, then what happens? One staff attorney at Focus on the Family, one staff attorney, James Odom, gets in a FedEx, a Federal Express letter, the open letter before it was printed in any newspaper, reads it, and goes to the public policy division and says, there are things in here we should consider. And he was fired on the spot after working there for 5 years, after moving his family from Missouri to Colorado at the personal request of James Dobson to work at Focus on the Family. He reads these concerns, and they're signed by Christian leaders from around the country, including Ambassador Alan Keyes, and including the president, longtime president of Human Life International, and including the longtime president of American Life League, and including the president of Colorado Right to Life, and others. And so they fire him instantly, but they're going to consider the criticism of the homosexuals and the abortionists and the atheists and the godless public schools and the media. So the Gazette, the Colorado Springs Gazette, reports, it is extremely disturbing, said American Right to Life spokesman Bob Enyart, regarding Focus on the Family's announcement. Focus has lost its way, and continuing in the Gazette article, quoting American Right to Life, instead of properly stigmatizing Planned Parenthood, Focus wants to work together. Should we work with Al-Qaeda to reduce the number of innocent bystanders who get blown up? We don't go to NAMBLA, and they clarify that, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, to reach out and reduce the number of children who are molested. Do we go to priests who have molested children and say, do you think you could work within your circles and try to get people to molest fewer kids? Is that the approach? That's the approach? I mean, wouldn't that be inherently repulsive? But we're so blinded to the brutality of dismembering children, we've become so accustomed to it. Focus on the Family has spent many years supporting politicians who kill children by the tens of thousands by their own policies. So how could Focus on the Family really have a righteous indignation against Planned Parenthood? When you compare John McCain, whom they endorsed, or Mitt Romney, whom they endorsed, Mitt Romney instituted tax-funded abortion on demand, late-term surgical abortion, tax-funded. That's Mitt Romney, and they endorsed him. John McCain has supported over 10 million abortions since he's been a U.S. senator by his own policy and approval, not by the current law of the land, by his own law, by the law as he believes it should be, as he declares it should be, over 10 million children killed, and Focus on the Family endorses John McCain. So where could the righteous indignation be against Planned Parenthood? Because they kill a fraction more kids than John McCain would, and they lobby and support John McCain. So do you see when you blur the line of right and wrong? And homosexuality, Focus on the Family has slid so far regarding homosexuality, it's a great tragedy. They want to regulate everything. Just regulate it. Abortion, let's regulate it. Let's say wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. And pornography, Dr. Dobson was on the Presidential Commission on Pornography, and they recommended, here's their recommendation, and Dr. Dobson supported this. We need to regulate it. We need to keep it 1,000 feet away from schools, public schools. We need to limit what they can put in a porn video. Like, how do you even describe how you're going to limit what they put in a porn video to where it shouldn't be allowed to be sold. So when Christian leaders can't honor God by saying trafficking in human sexuality is not only abhorrent and immoral, it is criminal. Prostitution is criminal. Pornography is just a form of prostitution. We need to recriminalize pornography. You don't pay women $10,000 to have sex with men and videotape it and sell it and say we're regulating it because it's not as bad as it could be and you have to keep it 1,000 feet away from a school. That's perverse. And when you regulate pornography and you regulate adultery and fornication and homosexuality, which they do, Focus on the Family advocated civil unions, which is homosexual marriage without the word, because they said, well, that's the best we can get in the current climate. But God doesn't ask us to do what we can get in the current climate. God asks us to obey him. And it's so much easier to obey him than to try to make impossible calculations about what you can or cannot do in the current climate. Because guess what? None of us are smart enough to figure out what can be accomplished if we obey God. We're not smart enough to know that. How many Bible stories does God have to put in the scriptures to show that when the leaders did not trust God, they brought their people to certain failure? And that's what Dr. Dobson admitted. After 30 years, it's been a failure. But when God's people, when his leaders trusted him, victories, startling, amazing victories came from the Lord. Oh, but we live in America. We can't, we're pragmatic Christians, and we can't be naive like that. God's word doesn't apply to us today. It only applied during the Bible days. We're in the Bible days. We're in the Bible days. And guess what? Pragmatism, Focus on the Family is not pragmatic. National Right to Life is not pragmatic. Pragmatism means doing what works. And what they have done for 30 years has been a colossal failure. Focus on the Family promoted the slogan, Equal Rights for Homosexuals. That was their slogan that they spent, what, $1 million promoting in Colorado on the Amendment 2 campaign? Equal Rights for Homosexuals. It was a backhanded way of trying to pass an anti-homosexual amendment too, which was a good amendment, to try to slow down the homosexual agenda. There was nothing wrong with it. It was good. And so we were glad they supported it, but their support was a concession of defeat when they argued equal rights. Why not next equal rights for child molesters? Why not? Why not equal rights for people who want to be with animals and equal rights for polygamists? Just completely throw out God's commands on sexual morality. Just throw them out. Equal rights for people who want to have sex with kids. Why not? They're human too, you know, and they were born that way. So it's all broken. But then to add insult to injury, after Amendment 2 passed, Amendment 2 passed in Colorado, and in Washington, D.C., a certain law partner whose expertise was crafting oral arguments for the U.S. Supreme Court, his name, John Roberts. He was a law partner of a prestigious firm in D.C. He volunteered to work for the homosexuals to get them to have Amendment 2 overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, which was, by the way, a Republican U.S. Supreme Court. And so John Roberts did that, and ministries like ours and a few others were crying from the rooftops, Focus on the Family, how could you be endorsing John Roberts for Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court when he volunteered to help the homosexuals overturn the law that you guys helped us to pass to protect families from homosexual perversion and the onslaught of the homosexual agenda? And Dr. Dobson finally had to address it on his radio show. And this is what he said. He said, when John Roberts helped Equality Colorado and the homosexuals overturn Amendment 2, he had no choice. It was like a secretary who's processing paperwork for her boss. She doesn't know what's in the file. She's just filing the paperwork. And so he said he had to do this because attorneys have to volunteer their time. He did it pro bono. And this was just such a perversion of any conceivable rational person looking and seeing what happened. A partner of a prestigious law firm is not forced by anything other than his own desire to volunteer for some party in a case. And so George W. Bush then, realizing that John Roberts is not a radical conservative Christian, he's the kind of person who wants to promote the homosexual agenda, George W. Bush nominated him to be Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and Focus on the Family came out aggressively endorsing John Roberts. Aggressively. And it won. They won with National Right to Life. And so is it surprising that nothing has worked for 30 years because Focus on the Strategy, their strategy has been a failure from the beginning. Lakewood, Colorado, Tom, $100 donation toward the telethon. And that's toward the matching. Wow, that's like $200, Tom. Now we need $400 more to get this $500 from Joe from Atlanta. Our telethon goal is $20,000 and 100 people giving $20 a month. Thank you all so much. We're at $3,000. And now, really, could we count the 100, which is doubled by Joe's, or do we got to wait till we get the whole 500? Okay, so that's an 85 people who've pledged $20 a month or more to help Bob and Yurt Live stay on the air. So that's what's going on at Focus on the Family, and that's what's going on at so many national ministries. And now you have AG, the Assemblies of God. They changed their creation statement that had been firm for decades, and they now say they no longer require you to believe in a literal Genesis 6-day creation, global flood, and all that. That's Assemblies of God, one of the biggest denominations in the country. And now that D. James Kennedy has passed away, the Presbyterian Church has got geologists coming up and saying we got to oppose the Genesis flood and a young earth. And that's happening. So, hey, the battle is fierce, but those who love the Lord will trust him.